Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's welcome in Jim Barnett. Jim Barnett, longtime analyst for the Golden State Warriors. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. And obviously, we're talking a lot about Draymond. And I guess here's where I want to take advantage of your expertise as a player. If you're a teammate of Draymond, do you expect anything from him after the game? I'm sure this has happened similarly. What do you do as a teammate, or what are you thinking as a teammate after that happens on Saturday?
Well, if you're a rookie, you don't say anything at all. I'll just tell you that. I was a rookie on the Boston Celtics who had won 8 straight championships. You think I'm going to open my mouth and say anything to Bill Russell, who was our player coach? Draymond is who he is. He's got a fiery temper. He's got a short fuse. And you're not going to make a pit bull. He's not going to turn overnight into a poodle, okay? Right. That's who he is. However, I've listened to all the sound bites and all the things, and he's been very contrite and very open, which is a little, he's been that way before, but I thought this time there was more of it. And, of course, everybody's, nowadays, 5 years ago, you wouldn't put as much attention on it, into the right. Finals when he got suspended that game, and the Warriors probably would have won. I think that was 2016. This is a bigger deal than that then now, because everybody's trying to, I don't know what it is about, it's like TMZ all the time. That's what it is. But at any rate, I like what he said. I like the tone that he's used. And I like Draymond, who he is. I mean, he competes. He gets emotional, but I was emotional when I played, and I understand emotions. I wasn't always level-headed and so forth. But there were a lot of things. I'll quit on that, and I want you to ask me more, because they should have never been in that situation, should have never been a jump ball and everything else, and I'll give you my opinion.
Well, Jim, then let's talk about the basketball side of that and the difficulty of the officials in the moment to determine possession and the timeouts granted. You had the Charlotte coach basically on the court during the sequence. What could the officials have done differently to maybe help Draymond not have had such a visceral reaction?
Well, can I go back a little further than that?
Yeah. Please.
Wanamaker got the ball. The Warriors got fortunate, and they got an offensive rebound, got tapped it out to Wanamaker, and the Warriors led by 2. And we're talking under 20 seconds to go, and the Warriors didn't have to shoot again. And Wanamaker started dribbling out a couple of dribbles, but then he terminated his dribble. That is a killer. That's the worst thing you can do, because now they can double-team you, which they did, and LaMelo Ball tied him up. What you have to do in that situation is keep dribbling away. Maybe if you're getting double-teamed, you hit an open man. Someone's got to make themselves available. Then it's a hot potato ball. You throw it somewhere else. They should never come down to that. But I'll go back even further, okay? And I'm not trying to criticize the Warriors, because I'm bleeding with it. But the game before, they led by 13 against Orlando. They led by 3 going into the fourth quarter, and they lost that game. They were outscored 31-26 in the fourth quarter. against Charlotte. Their largest lead was 10, and that was in the fourth quarter with about 4:44, I believe, to go. At 4:22, there was another timeout, and they led by 8. They led 91-83. Now it comes on down, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game. They're not holding their leads in the fourth quarter. They're not keeping their composure. They're not playing as tough defense. I never saw them double ever Terry Rozier with the ball. I never saw him doubled at all the entire game. And he scored like in the – I'm trying to think. He scored – okay, when the Warriors were up, they were up 10 with 4:44 to go. Charlotte went on a 21-9 run, and Rozier scored all 15 of those points. 15 of the Warriors were outscored then in the last 4:22, 19-9. And Rozier was a big part of that. He had 20 points in the last quarter and overtime, something like that. But so there are many, many things. And now I'll get back to your thing. I've looked at the video many times. I saw Borrego out near half court, and I saw him call timeout. But he didn't call timeout quickly enough. But who did was P.J. Washington. P.J. Washington and the officials, you have to, I believe, the least experienced official, John Conley, was on the sideline next to Borrego, and he ran out there because I think he saw P.J. Washington. And if you go look at the video, as Hayward is falling down with the ball in his hands, P.J. Washington is calling timeout. And that's where John Conley ran in and said, you know, this is the timeout, and they made the timeout possible. I will also say this, and I'm just being very candid about all this. They could have. Draymond Green made a brilliant play on the tip. It was LaMelo Ball and Wanamaker on the jump ball. And Draymond made a brilliant play tapping it back to Wiggins. Might get it back that way. But there was Hayward, and when he went to charge into Hayward, they could have called a foul on Draymond for knocking him down. Right. Hayward fell down. You think he didn't slip. He was bullied down by Draymond pretty well. You know how aggressive Draymond is, and it's the play to make. And so I think the officials, you know, they did all the pool report later on, and they say they got everything right. I will say this. Hayward did have the ball as he was falling down, and when he hit the ground, he had the ball for a split second before Draymond got there, and P.J. Washington was calling timeout. But the Warriors should never have been in that place in the first place. That's the whole thing. It's unfortunate because here they are sitting at 16-15, and they really need to be 18-13 over those last two games.
Yeah. Jim, I agree, and you know I love you to death, so I got to ask you this question because I was telling the guys coming into this season, we hadn't seen Steph, only 5 games last year. There was some talk, you know, obviously they weren't in the bubble, Jim. Could Steph be the same Steph? And Jim, I don't got to tell you, he's blown past, if not better than he's ever played. And I want to ask you about Draymond because I trust your eyes better than mine. He's averaging 5, 5, and 8. I know what he means to the team, but Jim, in your eyes, is he closer to the 16, Dre? How well is Draymond playing on both sides of the floor?
I'll tell you what, those 5 or 6 games in a row there and getting 10 assists plus, then he gets 15. He makes the offense run, and he also gets Stephen Curry open on dribble handoffs because he takes care of 2 men. He takes care of 2 defenders that are going at Curry a lot, and they work in tandem very, very well together. I appreciate everything that he does. And he does a lot of subtle things that you don't see. He's so anticipatory. He's so ahead of the play. He sees everything. He just understands things. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When Klay Thompson's back, you're going to see Draymond play even better, because Draymond plays better if he has a better surrounding cast. And, you know, look what he did last year when the Warriors were 15-50. His head wasn't even in the game. It just wasn't there because, and I'm not saying he quit on the team, but he wasn't as enthusiastic about what was going on, all this young team and everything. But I like what he said about what he did, everything, and it cost him the game, getting kicked out like that. So maybe he will be a little better. I've seen him in the playoffs with going nuts, and I'm trying to think which finals it was. We had 5 of them. So I'm trying to remember, it was around, I think, 2016 or maybe, I think it was 16. And he, in the fourth quarter, was really upset, and Kerr was on the court, and trying to calm him down, and they went back and forth, back and forth. And Steve Kerr realized at that point that Draymond was not going to listen to him, and he did the smart thing. He walked away. Draymond got the last word, and he said he knew that he was absolutely putting fuel into the fire, and he walked away and he said, well, whatever's going to happen, happened. And then Draymond settled down. But you know what? I want to tell you something, too, about all this. That team, without Stephen Curry, they were gritty the other night, and they played hard, and they got great games from Wiggins, and they got a superb game from Kelly Oubre Jr., who seems to have come out of his slump. The bench was terrific. Damian Lee finally did what I want him to do. He's got to shoot the ball. He's too unselfish at times. Wanamaker, who I think has been playing very poorly, had a good game. He didn't shoot the ball that well, but he made some really good plays, and I liked him. And Pascal, you know, really contributed too. So that game, I hated that they lost, and I hated for those young players and those guys really out there doing it all. It would have been a really good win for them, and I just hope that they come back from that. But without Curry, it was pretty doggone impressive, and I just, you know, but they are who they are. They're basically right now a 500 team, and we'll see.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I'll tell you what, it's interesting. It's interesting and it's fun, and this team's intriguing. So we'll be keeping an eye on them and hopefully continue talking to you in the meantime.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jim Barnett.